First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Ken Dreesen. He's an independent candidate running for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District seat, which serves northern Wisconsin. Also in that race, incumbent Republican Sean Duffy and Democratic candidate Margaret Engebretson. Ken Dreesen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Well, what do you think is the most important issue facing your potential constituents in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District?
Well, our issues are the same as they are for the people of this nation, for the most part. I think from what I found on the surveys is that health care is right up, and corruption and money in politics is right up there, and endless wars, nobody likes that, and probably fourth on the list is immigration, and I think that might not be that big of a problem, but President Trump has brought that up to the foreground.
And you are running on a kind of a unique platform of direct participatory democracy. What does that mean? How would you implement that as a member of Congress?
Well, first of all, one big thing that we do in Wisconsin is the Wisconsin Elections Commission has all of our information, the information of every voter online. So a person can go to myvote.gov.wi and find their where they're registered, and I could use this information to make a secure, honest vote. And anybody that was interested in voting on law and appropriation rather than just on a person could do that through my website and through open source software. And I think it's important because right now we're controlled by the majority of the money rather than the majority of the people. And so I think a system like that is bound to happen because both a democracy and a constitutional republic depend on the majority.
So would you try that in your district if you were elected? You'd, on a particular vote, you might say, okay, voters of the 7th District, go to the website, weigh in on this, and that would shape your ultimate decision?
Yeah, I promised to do that, to vote in the interest of the majority, no matter even if it's something that I would disagree with, because I think it's so important that even if I was flooded by real conservative votes, I would honor their vote, and whoever participates would have my vote. And it's kind of a radical idea, and especially now with the president calling democracy mob rule. But that's ridiculous because, like I said, a democracy and a republic depends on the majority mandate. And actually, in my studies, the majority are more progressive than conservative on most issues. If you make the questions right, most people do want some kind of a governmental universal Medicaid, Medicare for All program. And a lot of the other issues are a little more progressive. It's just like if you take Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, both of them, in my point of view, were recognized as kind of like, I don't know, for the elite and kind of greedy and kind of untrustworthy. So then that was a tough election. But even under that, Hillary would definitely be a little more progressive than Trump, and the majority voted for Hillary.
And before we get into particular issues, if you're elected as an independent, would you see yourself caucusing with one party over the other? How would you handle that?
Well, I guess the way that it works, I would probably be caucusing more so with the Democrats, or I would just, if I did that on my own, then I would put it up on the website and I would put all the issues before the people. Like, hey, who do you want me to caucus with? And then there's what kind of bills do we want to sign on to? And then I would make it open source of where how much money comes out of the district, how much money comes into the district, and what different projects do we want to invest in. Did we want, in our district, of course, we didn't, but did we want a $4 billion given to a foreign company to bring business over here from the Asia, or I don't know. Well, I think it's so important that the majority has a say that I'm willing to go, even if it's against my more progressive, more of a Bernie Sanders kind of outlook on life.
Talking to Ken Dreesen, independent candidate running for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. That's in northern Wisconsin. Now, I know you might send these issues to the voters, but I want to get your take on a few of the issues that you've brought up as important in your district. And let's start with health care, a big issue in this election. What kind of health care policy do you think Congress should be looking at and considering?
Well, just like my Democratic opponent in this, we both agree that there should be some sort of Medicaid or Medicare for all program to eliminate the private insurance industry, which I just looked up some of the companies. I think it was maybe Humana, and I think there's a United, and some of their CEOs make tens of millions and even $100 million a year. How many doctors could that have provided? How many other things that are necessary for good health of our country that are going into the insurance? So, I think we can get a system like that going if, like some of these tax cuts that are going mainly to the billionaires, if they kind of got rid of that. And when I was working full-time in the industry, I think it was like something like 7.5% deductions came out of your paycheck in order to pay for your Social Security and other deductions that you had. And if we could raise that up a few percentage, then you're not going to have to pay private health care insurance. So you will save money. Even the Koch brothers did a study that said some kind of universal national health care will save money. But both sides don't really see it that way.
You also mentioned that your constituents or potential constituents raise the issue of corruption and money in politics. What kind of reforms would you want to look at?
Well, I'm starting out, and I'm not raising any money. I spent probably still less than $1,000 of my own money, and I write a lot of letters to newspapers and things like that, and I would hope that maybe we could get some kind of public funding and something so that public service on commercial television and radio stations would make it so that we can have more debates and we can have more writings of people running for office and inform the public and make it a fair system. Because I'm up against a guy that has about $2 million, and I research where the money comes from, and it's mostly all corporations and mostly all out of state. So we can write some legislation to change that around, and I think the majority of people are for it, because even the Democrats, Republicans, anybody, no matter what side they fall on, they all agree that the government is crooked. It's something like up to 92% of people surveyed, anywhere from 65 to 92% of the people surveyed say that there's corruption and too much money in politics.
Immigration ends up being a big issue around election time every couple of years, it seems like. But it's been an eternal issue in Congress. Efforts to change the system, nothing really happening. What would you look for on that immigration issue?
Well, I would ask the people to think about why foreigners want to come here and what is happening in their country. Because, like, the Iraq war, most people believe that there was no weapons of mass destruction, and we know that they had nothing to do with the 911, and we went over there and killed 500,000 to 1 million people, and that's that's terrible. And some people there worked on our side. Some, they providing information and working with our soldiers, and they're saying that they can't come here. That's pretty nasty. And then the same thing in South America, there's like the drug wars, and then corporations coming in there and whatever, buying up all the resources and making it impossible for people to earn an honest living without being connected to this corporate money. And income inequality in these countries is worse than us. So they want to make the United States into what they're making the rest of the world. They want to make us into a third world. And I think even if people think about it on both sides of the spectrum, even conservatives, they're going to have to go with, instead of being conservative versus liberal, they're going to have to go with right versus wrong.
Kendriessen, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Activist and former union steward Kendriessen is an independent candidate in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district race in northern Wisconsin. Incumbent Congressman Sean Duffy, the Republican incumbent in that race, is tentatively scheduled to join us this time Thursday. Between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all of these interviews and learn more about the candidates and races at wisconsinvote.org.